up? This is Cedric Pabich, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
Hey.
Talking Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool, like, tonight is the night.
Damn, this is, like, the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
John?
Talking Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys' opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith. Yay!
Gregory.
Yes, we are.
Wi-Fi check one, Wi-Fi check two.
Hello, everybody. We're back with another episode, Talking Schmidt. I'm Schmitty, and today we got a good one. We got Cedric Pabich on the program, and we're going to hear about a lot of shit because I haven't talked to this guy in a while, so we're going to get caught up to date with him, but also learn a little bit. His story has been told before, but a lot of you might not have heard it. I want to get at least a little intro from these early days. Odell made a documentary, small documentary, Escape from Joy, showing how the family took it all the way across to California. We're going to start there, and then we're going to end where he currently is. I think he's out in New Mexico, maybe building parks, if I'm not correct. Anyway, long introduction short, this is Cedric. What's up, Ceddy?
What's up, dude?
Where are you? Are you in New Mexico?
Yep, I'm in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Well, who's the crew?
It's we got a small crew here. It's a Grindline crew, but we got this dude Kevin, this dude Troy, the homie Nick, a couple other people, but that's basically it.
And what are you guys building out there?
It's just a small little park, and it's got a pool, so that's the only sick thing, really.
Okay. Damn. Is this one of your first jobs with Grindline?
This is my third one.
Third one? Sick, dude. You stoked on it?
Yeah, hell yeah. I love it.
Have you got to get shit-talked by Rabbi yet or Shags? Any fucking hecticness from being the new guy on the squad?
Oh, yeah. I was with Rabbi in Milwaukee for, I think, like 7 months.
Oh, doing the turf?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy. He's definitely a wild man.
he's the OG, man. He's fucking keeping it going. I love it. Yeah. Cool. Let's start like early days. Were you born in Baltimore? Where were you born?
Yeah, I was born in Baltimore.
Okay. But then you were kind of raised on the island, is that right?
Yeah, we were, we moved out of Baltimore, I think I was like two. And we moved to the Eastern Shore, which is like the other side of Maryland. Because it's split in the middle between the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay.
So we moved to the other side to this little island called Deal Island.
And what's the deal? Like, I was just rewatching that little video today to kind of just brushing up on some of the stuff. So what it sounds like is you guys were thought of as devil worshipers and the kids weren't allowed to play with you?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think we're too young to remember that, but I think we were just always wearing like skateboarding shirts and they had skulls and crossbones and shit.
Okay.
That was probably what was happening.
So you guys, you weren't really feeling it out there and you guys moved to the mainland?
Yeah, we moved to Ocean City. And it's more, there's more going on there. Because Deal Island's pretty, it's like going back in time to like the 1800s. The Ocean City was like a little more new.
I like how your mom in that thing, she's like, the accents are so crazy out here. You might not be able to understand them.
Dude, yeah, seriously. They're all watermen, so they're all like crabbing and catching oysters and shit.
Is that your local park then? Is that where you kind of learned how to skate was in Ocean, Maryland?
Yeah, at Ocean Bowl.
They've had like a Vans Park series there or some contest there before, right?
Yeah, they had a Dew Tour there. They had it like a...
Or Dew Tour.
They had like three of them there.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
So what are you thinking when you first start skating? Like what brought you to it? Is it just like you're kind of just experiment with all kinds of stuff and this one stuck, or like how does it become kind of like this thing that you live with?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we would always drive by the skate park and we always thought it was cool. And we started going, and I guess I don't know. I guess we just never stopped going. It gave us something to do.
Right.
And then you meet
and
all
your dad kind of dropped you off, right?
Oh yeah, he dropped us off like every day.
So he was kind of babysitting in a way.
Oh yeah, totally. And you meet like all the older dudes that are at the skate park, and you're a little kid, so you think they're like the coolest dudes ever.
I love that clip. You guys are driving down the road, and I think there's like a skate park sign or something, and you hear Roman go, "Dad, let's go there," or something like that. It's so sick. So how old is the difference between you and Roman?
It's a year and 8 months.
Oh, so you guys are pretty damn close. Oh, okay. So have you guys like, I mean, your family seems... Your family's awesome, by the way. Like, I've talked with your mom for a bunch, and I've gotten to know you and Roman, and I don't know your dad too well, but every once in a while he'll chime in the background or something. But obviously there's a lot of love between you guys. Like, was there ever any hard times being that close to age with your brother where you guys were competitive or like kind of just like not stoked on each other?
It's not that we weren't stoked on each other. I think we were just fighting all the time. Definitely competitive.
Were you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. If he wanted a game of skate, we would fight or whatever. You know, like classic fucking brother.
Tell me about the trip to California. Like, it kind of comes out of nowhere where your dad just one day says, "Hey, you guys ready? Let's get in the RV and go."
Yeah, it was, I remember the morning. He woke us up super early, and the RV was already running. Like, he already started it and had it running. He's like, "All right, we're going. Let's go." We're like, "All right, hell yeah."
And so how did it go? Like, did it, like, was the whole trip consistent, or did it evolve? Like, in the beginning, it's kind of something, and then it turns into, like, we're stopping at more skate parks, or we're doing this, or like, was it like, let's just get to California, no stopping on the way, or like, what were some of the hits?
Well, we took 80, I-80. So we were going up through like we're up north, and my dad has a hurt back. He's always had problems with his back. And so he couldn't drive for too long every day. So I think it took us like 2 weeks to get out there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And when we were driving, I remember driving through like the Rockies and shit, and the brakes were going out. So we were, you know, you got to like constantly stop and shit. We're overheating too.
Yep.
So we stopped quite a bit.
The brakes almost went out on King of the Road on the Black Label team. They had too many guys in the van, and they were fucking... Oh, no, I remember Pisto came back and was like, "Almost died, Schmitty. The brakes were smelled. We had to stop it." I was like, "Damn." So crazy. I'm sure you guys... So with an RV, you guys... And is that thing guzzling gas too?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Tell me the first thing you see when you come to California. I love that part.
you just see the desert. It's definitely like, not what you think it is.
What the fuck is this? Where's the palm trees?
Yeah, you're like, "Dude, what?" You see the sign and you're like, "Wait a minute, there's no way."
What do you mean Mojave Desert?
What the fuck is this?
So where did you guys, how did you guys station out of everywhere in California, you end up in Corona?
Yeah, I don't know how we ended up there. I think we saw the desert and we're like, "Shit, I guess this is it." And and we stopped there.
They must be having a drought.
Yeah, we're like, "What the hell is this place?" But I think we just found a cheap RV park that was had a spot open. And then from there, it was kind of a good headquarters or like home base because we could travel out from the RV park. I think we had a rental car in the beginning, but we could see like where we wanted to like test all the parks out and whatever, like go wherever instead of like just showing up to somewhere and fucking not knowing anything.
Right. What was some of like the earliest, do you remember like getting somewhere for like one of the first things that you were like, I don't know, maybe you were stoked on, or maybe you were like, wait, underwhelmed. Like, wait, I thought this was way, you know.
Shit. I remember being stoked on, we wanted to go to like all the Vans parks when the indoor one was open.
Uh-huh.
So the one in Huntington. So going to those two were like fucking insane.
Okay. But, was it Orange in the mall?
Yeah, yeah. And then they got the one at Huntington Beach, too.
Right.
And that was insane. And then, and Channel Street, too. I think Channel Street was, like, first on the list.
Okay, sick. And did you know anybody?
No, I didn't know any. We didn't know anyone.
You didn't know anybody. So you're going to, it wasn't like, hey, we're coming to town, meet us here. It's just like, we're going to California. We don't know what's going on and we're going to figure it out.
Hell yeah.
Sick. And was anyone like Robbie or Ronnie or anybody at Channel Street when you pull in?
Robbie was there.
Was he? Yes.
Yeah, and he took us to the liquor store and we got probably fucking candy and Cokes or something.
Okay.
But I was, like, starstruck because I think he was my favorite skater at the time, or, like, one of them.
Oh, so I was like,
holy
yeah.
shit, okay, he's taking us to the liquor store.
That's what I was wondering, is, like, who were – I didn't know if you were in tune with even the Mag and videos at that stage. Like, did you know kind of what was going on in skateboarding?
Oh, yeah. I would always watch the – I would just watch Brewrays. So whoever was in, like, the Brewery shit, I was like, dude, like, those were the dudes. Yep.
Oh, sick. Okay. So Sam Hitt, Strahobel, yep. Hewitt. Okay. Okay. Hell yeah. Do you have a favorite of the Brewery's?
Oh, man, that's a good one. We were just watching some the other day with Strahobel. I don't know.
Strahobel had parts in almost every one.
Even like the what's the fucking, it's like Beers, Bowls, and Barney's or something.
Yeah, I think that was the second one. I think it went Beer Helmet, then Beers, Bowls, and Barney's, then maybe the one that Sam Hitch did, which I like that one a lot. Is that one called Brutality?
Yeah, Brutality one's sick.
Yeah, I like that one too. They're all good. I mean, it was so amazing because I was with Preston. We went to Petrera with the Beer Helmet on and Bailey, and we were just like filming and shooting photos. Hell and we yeah. came back with that photo of P-Stone that's on the cover that's kind of iconic now, but he's got the Beer Helmet on. And dude, it seemed like at that time it was just like, what? And then all of a sudden it turned into this thing that was just like, I don't know, pretty iconic. Like it just became like this fucking whole way of life and whole thing. And yeah, I miss Preston a lot, obviously, but those were epic times for sure.
Yeah.
So how long were you guys like in California before you ended up moving to what, Huntington or something for probably a couple of years or something?
Yeah, we had the RV in Corona, and then we eventually moved to like Westminster, which is like outside of Huntington Beach.
Shit. Hello, hello. And we'll be right back. I promise that, partner. What's my favorite word? Pay biatch. Why you gotta say it like Schmidt? What?
Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard!
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Back in Ocean City, Maryland, when I started going to Ocean Bowl Skate Park with my older brothers, I would see Roman and Cedric there, and Cedric was always so nice to me and so encouraging, and that's honestly something that stuck with me till this day. And then later on, when I started skateboarding more and like caring about video parts and backyard pool skating, I would like go and watch his parts, and then it was like, oh my god, this is insane, and I like didn't realize this whole part of skateboarding, and he's the best all around.
Hello, this is Judy Oyama, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
I guess, where were we? Like, you were moving from Corona to Westminster, and yeah, right around there.
So we moved to an RV park in Westminster, and we lived there for about maybe 2.5 years. It got crowded because it was me, Roman, my mom, my dad, and we had 3 dogs at the time. So it was all of us in the fucking RV.
So were you guys kind of like just trying to get out and skate as much as possible?
Oh, yeah, every day. I think we would go to the Vans Park. We would go there like every day.
Is that where you met Jeff?
That is, yeah.
Jeff kind of took you under his wing a little bit, and you ended up kind of getting into the anti-hero and all that stuff. But how's the early days? Like, does he approach you, or do you go, fuck, there's Jeff Grosso, holy shit? Or like, what, how's it go?
It was a little bit of both. Just like even seeing him around, and he could tell that I was like, every time I saw him, I would start skating harder or whatever. And I think it might have been like the third time he's like, all right, kid, like, stop trying to kill yourself in front of me. And he's like, I'm going to try to get you anti-hero boards, but for right now, I'm just going to give you them myself. So he would just give me boards from like his personal collection that were just like popsicles or whatever,
right?
And I would go over to his house and hang out with him, and eventually they just started sending boxes for me to his house, and then it led up to where it is now.
Wow. So is it, I mean, I can't even, because I grew up here, so I am a little jaded to all this stuff, but like going from like your background to coming to California and then just hanging out in Grosso's house and getting boards, like this has to be kind of blowing your mind. Like you can't expect like, oh, this is just how it happens to everybody, right?
Oh, yeah. No, dude, it was crazy. Every time, I mean, I was so nervous just fucking being around him, you know?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was totally surreal.
Did you go on any trips like from California while you were there? Like, did you go on any skate trips like up to Oregon or I don't know, somewhere like you're based in California, but then you want a trip?
Yeah, we would go on a lot of trips. Not really with like my mom or my dad, but it all kind of happened really quick. And it before you knew it, it was like, we're fucking going everywhere. Yeah, dude, it happened quick. And we were doing like homeschooling stuff. And I remember, okay. I think I was in like the 10th grade and Roman was maybe in 8th or 9th. And we're like, fuck, dude, we can't even do this anymore. We're traveling too much.
Right.
But yeah, we would go fucking all over. It was nuts.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you guys and Ruby kind of have almost the same story?
Yeah, pretty similar story. And she's killing it right now, too, dude. She's on fire.
Yeah. Did you know her back east, or did you meet her when she came out here?
No, we knew her. Ever since she's like 3 foot tall, she was a little baby.
She comes up to SF a bunch.
I know. I've been seeing that recently.
Hell yeah. Well, what's it like when you get your first box? Like when, I guess they send it to Jeff, but it's for you. Like, does that put, how does your mental start working around skateboarding? Do you feel like, oh shit, now I gotta get some clips and like show these guys? Like, is there any pressure or is it all joy?
It's both for sure. But I mean, it definitely makes you want to go out and get clips. It's not, I guess for me, it wasn't like pressure, like I have to go and get clips, but it was like, oh, hell yeah, I fucking, it's on. You know what I mean? Like it definitely fires you up.
How do you feel about, Grasso said that, he thought that you skated from anger and Roman skates from joy.
That's a funny one. I guess it's pretty true, but this is going to sound weird, but it's like when I know it's true, but it's like you watch Grant skate and you watch like Pedro Barro skate or Pedro Delfino, and dude, that they all, it's all fucking anger for sure. You know what I mean? Like Grant's like grunting and flying 100 miles an hour. Like, yeah. I don't know if that dude's joyful or not, but.
Talk to me a little bit about West Lott in those early days when you're filming with him and Hammocky's shooting photos and stuff. It seemed like you guys would really like fuck around with West a lot.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We met him at the Vans Park in Huntington Beach. And, he's like, oh shit, dude, you guys aren't even from here. Like, he was like tripping that we were from Maryland, and he just started driving us around. And he bought a camera and started filming us.
Wait, so he bought his camera to film with you guys?
Yeah, he didn't even have a camera before.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, and he would just take us around. We'd meet up with him every day or whenever he was working at the skate park. And after he's off work, he'd take us wherever and film.
Right. Huh. Did he put together something with you, or would he just send the footage elsewhere or what?
We would like edit the video, like edit clips and like look at shit. But, most of the time he would just keep the clips and put it on like YouTube or try to send it to Thrasher or whatever.
Cause you had like, what was it? Was it two? I'm so bad with years, but I'm guessing it was like 7 years ago. There was like a Thrasher video, like for no one.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he film a bunch of that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he filmed all of that one.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So that was the era, like, I don't know, 2017-ish, maybe 18.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. And then eventually you meet Rye and like the homies. You came up to Santa Cruz. We did a whole like 4 day or something, like a long weekend with you and Ronnie up at Jason's. That was super fun. And put together some. Yeah, that was, it's always fun hanging with Jason, makes everything funny and fun. It's a good one. But
yep.
Like what's, have you had like some parts besides that one?
Yeah, I had, when Rye started doing the homies videos, I always had clips and everyone always had clips and shit. And then Rye started working for Thrasher.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, that really fucking upped it. And, I think the last part I had was a homies part that Rye filmed.
Oh, okay. That was like the Skyrod one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that the stuff at Washington Street?
Yeah, there's a couple clips at Washington Street.
Cause you had a couple gnarly clips. Like I just made like a whole Washington Street best of video, like maybe a year ago or something. Now I forget how long ago, but, and then I had whole cradle part, and then you had like some sick ones.
Yeah. Damn. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was tight. Like, what do you think about Washington Street? I know this is a tough question, but like these DIY parks, when you go to Burnside, I kind of feel like that's the the OG, like this is almost like Thrasher. This is the Bible of DIY parks. And then you got San Diego and then Channel Street. And those two, I feel like people don't want to make a decision in between, like which one's better on those two.
Yeah, that's pretty impossible to answer.
Channel Street's sick because I think the crew that's there is, like you said, like you're going to see like some ripping. You might even see Daewon there, like if you get there the right day, which is always a treat. And then, I don't know, I just love going to San Diego. The vibes down there just seem a little mellower. Everybody's kind of more laid back, like with the surf mentality or something. Like it's just like, oh, cool, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you leave Huntington? Like what happened? You guys ended up going back to the East Coast, right?
Yeah, well, California and Maryland are like two different countries. Damn near. You know what I mean? It's like coming from like a super small town. You start missing like the small town aesthetic or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And Roman had a bunch of money at the time, and he still has a bunch of money, but he needed to start establishing credit and like having a place to put his money so that the government doesn't take it all, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And so he started looking at houses, and at first he was like looking at houses in California, but we were like, dude, it's too expensive. Like, that's pretty insane. And he started looking in Maryland. Funnily enough, in Deal Island, where we started at, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And, yeah, we were getting evicted from our house in Huntington. The landlord, it got switched. It was this dude who was super cool and like didn't really give a fuck, and the rent was cheap. And then I don't know what happened, but it turned into a different landlord. And this dude, his wife was like one of those chicks that's super into real estate and like fucking paints the whole house white and,
okay,
you know, and it like remodels it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. He started hanging eviction notices on our door, and we're like, all right, well, I guess we got to get the fuck out of here. And that was perfect timing, because that was right when Roman was looking at houses, and he had found one.
So tell me about this. Is this the, like, 100-year-old pirate house?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mom probably told you, huh?
Yeah, I was talking to her about, like, I wanted to dig up something, and she said, yeah, tell what's the deal? It's like a historical thing.
Yeah, so it's that's like a lot of the shit in Deal Island. Everything's so old. It's seriously from like the 1800s, and the property that Roman bought, it's on 5 acres, and it has two separate houses on it. And one of the houses is the 100-year-old pirate house.
Holy shit! Is it sick?
What'd you say?
Is it cool? Like what makes it a pirate house? Like what's it? I can't imagine what it looks like.
It's just like a super old, like kind of Victorian looking house.
Okay.
And, I think my dad just calls it a pirate house cause it's old and shit. And you know what I mean?
Does it overlook water?
It doesn't overlook the water, but if you get on you drive like 2 minutes down the road and you're on the water, you're in like a swamp basically.
Sick.
It's, you know, it's like super marshy and swampy.
And so your mom and dad stay there, and Roman's still in California with his girlfriend?
Yeah, he got an apartment in Huntington after we got evicted from the house.
Okay. And so then you're just kind of on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, dude.
But it's crazy how it all worked out. It was all like pretty insane timing, because we get evicted, then Roman finds his house and buys it. So we pack up all our shit. I pack up the RV, because we still had the RV.
Mm-hmm.
Pack up the RV, pack up my dad's truck with a 20-foot trailer, and Roman packs his truck up. And my mom already drove out there back from Huntington to Maryland like a week before us to go and look at the house and shit, because we already bought it, or Roman already bought it. So she leaves like a week before us, gets there, we pack all the shit up from the house in Huntington and just fucking start driving to Maryland, driving back.
Yeah.
That was a trip. I drove the RV. My dad drove his truck with a trailer, and Roman drove his own truck.
Huh. And are you guys, like, celebrating, like, stoked to go back, or just, is it bittersweet? Like, what are the vibes?
Maybe to Roman it's a little bittersweet, but definitely for, like, me and my dad, we're like, hell yeah, dude, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Okay, yeah.
And it's good. It's good for them, too, because there's so many people in California, and, you know, there's so much going on all the time, especially in SoCal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get, like, you have a house that barely has a yard, and you can't, you know, there's, like, no parking anywhere. And my dad's older now, so he doesn't feel like dealing with that, any of that shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was definitely, like, I was stoked because it's, like, sending them back after they got us here. You know, it was, like, repaying the fucking, our adventure.
Dude, it's such a sick story. It's, like, you guys came out. You wanted to do something, you did it, and then you got your parents back to where you came from, and now you're both able to do what you want to do with that assistance. Like, and it doesn't work that easy, dude. It's like, you know, like everybody has dreams, but when you go for those dreams and you get them, it's just amazing. It's a really cool story.
Yeah, it's crazy how it all works out and how, like, the time, like, everything, the timing of everything is, like, spot on, dude. Like, just the events, it's fucking nuts.
Do you think that you guys kind of, like, want it more, like, because of your background? Like, maybe you get somewhere and you're skating just a little harder because, like, I want this. And, like, I came from this to this. Like, this is why I'm here, where, like, somebody might just wake up there and be like, oh, I'll skate today, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, dude, totally. We were just talking about this to the inspector at our job site. Me and the foreman, Kevin, he's from Houston. So we were telling the inspector, like, dude, all these dudes from California, they just wake up and they're already in, like, fucking dreamland. So they're like, oh, yeah, whatever, man. Yep. And he's like, "Not, but, like, people like us, like, we're from the East Coast, so it's like, we're like, like what you just said, we're just fired up, you know, like, we want to earn it, and we have something to prove, but it's definitely, like, coming from nothing, you want to fucking, you know, you definitely want to prove yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. I see it all the time. I mean, Diego the Butcher, he came from Buenos Aires, and he lived with me for, like, 3 months, and just, like, the fire that was under that guy's ass from coming from Buenos Aires, like, I'm in SF, I want to go here, I want to go here, I want to do this, like, I was like, dude, I felt that, you know?
Hell yeah.
No, stoked, and both of you guys, you and your brother are similar in some ways, but very different in other ways, but what you're similar about is you're both, like, respectful and good dudes. Like, you got your head on your shoulders right, and a lot of people don't. And people can rip, but that doesn't always mean they're cool. And, like, if you have the mentality of, like, just having respect for the right people and doing the right things and not being a fucking jerk or a kook or whatever, right, like, that goes a long way. And I think, I mean, I don't know too much, but I'm guessing your mom and dad have a lot to do with that. Like, your mom and dad are in, like, a punk band or something. Like, they're still living, like, youthful people, and they have that kind of skate mentality, which is, like, let's get it done. Like, let's go fucking get it. Like, and yeah. So I think, like, that totally helps mold you guys into what you've become, right?
Totally. Yeah, I appreciate that, too. But, yeah, 100%, dude. And even, like, yeah, we definitely look up to them, you know? And we weren't allowed to fuck around. Or not like that, but, you know, if we're going to do something, we're going to do it 100%.
Yeah. Did you get a motorcycle?
I rode my dad's for a little bit.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah. What was, like, the highlight of going back, though, like, with the fam? Like, what was your highlight of that road trip going all the way back east? You guys have anything that sticks out?
There wasn't anything too crazy. It was kind of rough. We kept popping the tires on my dad's trailer.
Oh, shit.
The axle's a little bent, so it would wear on the tires uneven, and I think I had to change, like, five tires.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit rough, but for me at least, driving the RV, I had my Basset Hound with me, so it was just me and him in the RV.
And that,
was probably that was the sickest. It was like Smokey and the Bandit.
What's the dog's name?
Lowrider, or we call him Donnie.
Donnie, I heard Roman has what does he have, a rabbit or something named Greg?
Oh yeah, yeah, he does have a rabbit named Greg. I haven't met the rabbit yet. I left before that.
Okay, all right. What sticks out to you when you think of like sessions that you've been a part of? Like whether it was like, fuck, I learned something and it that was a big day for me, or I was there when so-and-so did this, or just this fucking session was fire. And I, dude, I'll always hold on to that one. Like, you know, we all have those things. What do you got like that kind of rings to those type of vibes?
Oh man, there's a bunch of them. Any session with Grosso at his ramp was always fucking super sick. He's just smoking cigs the whole time, doing inverse. That was always
probably
like,
complaining that he's old. Like,
oh yeah, you already know. dude, even Wes filmed a part of Peter Hewitt.
I love that part.
It was that Spitfire part, and going, we would go and skate with Pete probably every day. Just me, Wes, and Pete. Sometimes Roman, sometimes other random people. But those sessions were always insane. It's fucking like full throttle.
Pete's the best.
Dude, yeah. Yes, he is.
How, did you go to Nude Bowl with Pete ever?
Yeah, we went, probably like 3 or 4 times. We went, fuck, dude, there's this one session. This wasn't at the Nude Bowl, but sorry to throw it off. But we were skating this pool. We're skating Paula Pool. And it was Pete, fucking Steve Bailey, Peter Hewitt, me, Wes, and I think that might have been it, but that's one of those sessions that for sure stood out too. That was a sick one.
Yeah, when Pete's the epitome of anti-hero. Like Trujillo, Pete, Grant, all these guys kind of, it's just like when they turn it on, just turn the camera on and don't turn it off.
Straight
it's
up,
like
dude.
Film everything, you know, it's like yep. It's go time, you know, and it doesn't always happen. It's a little elusive sometimes, and yep. They're not going to do anything twice. Like the photographer asking them to do it again, it's like
it's not going
to
happen.
It's not happening. Yeah,
well dude, that's like skating in its truest form. It's like that's organic.
Mm-hmm. For sure. No, I know it. Dude, seriously, I think it was Burnside with Pete. My first time I ever saw Pete skate, like we were on a trip. I think it was Vox. And oh, yeah. And Preston was like, I'm just going to give you, Preston's like, I'm going to give you one tip, Schmitty. Once these guys start skating, don't turn the camera off. Like it was like, he's just going to keep going and he ain't going to do it again. Like, you know, and like I always think about that one, especially Trujillo, like, Trujillo, same thing. Like he'll go skate at 7 a.m. when no one's there, and you gotta just wake up and get down there because it's gonna be fucking sick. And yep. Same with Pete. Yeah, I mean Pete and I have had some rad sessions. I've got to watch him rip for sure. Different spots. We went on a couple Vox trips, and I've never been on an anti-hero trip, but yeah, definitely in the Vox days with him, Navarette, and Jehovah, those were fun ones.
Hell yeah, I bet they were.
So let me get this straight. Did you get the anti-hero ad right before you started working for Grindline?
Yep.
I mean, because we were laughing about Camfush was telling me about it. He's like, yep, said he gets an ad and then he goes to work for Grindline. He's over it. I was like, I don't think he's over it, but
yeah. No, I thought that was pretty funny too. But I mean, you get like an opportunity to be a part of this, like building skate parks, and it's hard to, you can't say no really, because it's seriously like the coolest thing ever.
It's pretty sick making something that fucking people are stoked on. Have you who's your mentors? Have you talked to Peabody or any of these guys that have been doing it for a while to get like, I don't know, tips on how to just not blow it and also to like improve at your craft and all. I need to learn how to trowel, Schmitty.
Shit. Dude, honestly, just like being with a whole crew, you learn so much. Mm-hmm. If you got to intake so much information, and if you're good at doing that, then you can be pretty successful. Most of the time, dude, it's like working with Rabbi. He's crazy, but he's more like figure it out on your own, and he'll give you tips and shit. But he's not gonna, you know, they're not gonna hold your hand.
We just need to be free and love each other.
I'm trying to think who's like a good one. One of my buddies, Cameron Rohr, he's from Ohio. He's got a sick DIY in Ohio going right now. He taught me a bunch of shit. Yeah, dude. And then the other thing, like working, like building skate parks, you're traveling a lot and you get to see like all these places. And there's so much more, like the skate scene is like more alive than you would ever think. Besides like California and shit. Like, there's shit going on in, like, every fucking town. Whether it be, like, DIY or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
But it's, like, the road is, it's, like, endless.
Yeah, for sure. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Yep.
Are you guys near Albuquerque? Like, ditch land? Like, fucking Indian ditch and all that shit?
Oh, yeah. We skated the Indian school ditch. At like more of the beginning of this job, it's fucking too hot really to do anything now, but we're 3 hours from Albuquerque. So we skated, I think it's called Palmer's Pool. It's like a pretty famous pool. It's got a really good shallow end.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the best fucking cake in a shallow end. We skated that. We skated the Indian school ditch.
I love the ditch, man. It goes forever. It's so long. It's so fun.
Dude, the ditch is sick for sure.
We did I think everyone does it, but you take the car and it drops you off at the top and then somebody goes down all the way and gets you and brings you back up. It's like, because it's a long one. It's like miles.
Yeah, I think it's like 3 or 4 miles.
I mean, the work you're doing is hard work. Like working in that heat is pretty gnarly.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Yesterday we had a fucking, we poured like 20 yards of flat around the deck of the bowl. Uh-huh. And we couldn't get concrete until 9:30. So it was already like 90 degrees when the concrete showed up, which is fucked. And it was a hell day. That's what you call a hell day.
Oh man.
There's a couple fights, a couple screaming matches. Some tools were thrown.
Yeah. Oh man, that's the best part about, like, I was telling my wife when I came home from working, I'm barely working, I painted a curb basically, but I'm filming these guys build the shit. And but like the banter and the comedy that comes out to get you through each day.
Dude.
That's the best way to go about life. Like, you're laughing and you're making fun of your friends, but nobody's like, at the end of the day, you're high-fiving each other too. Like, you know what I mean? And like having that much laughter, like I came home and I was like, today was just fucking cool. It was so fun.
Hell yeah. That's for sure the best part. And it's cool. All the dudes who like work for or build skate parks, most of them, we're all like, there's no ego really, or that I could take that could go both ways. But for the most part, it's like dudes who are just straight up like 100% skateboarders. And that, you know what I mean? There's no like coming from like the skate industry where everyone's trying to prove themselves and everyone's fucking got all this ego shit going on, or they got to skate for Instagram or fucking they go out and film every day. Which I'm not knocking it, you know, it's people, you know, whatever that fucking saying is, different things for different people, but it's cool doing this because we're all, it's like you said, it's just like, we're all friends and we're all fucking, we just like skateboarding straight up. There's no, it's no bullshit really.
Provoking the stoke.
Who is that?
Bono.
Holy cannoli.
Hell yeah. Well, so... After how long, when's this one gonna be done?
We're supposed to be done by the end of this month.
And then do you have a follow-up? Are you already, like, do you already have another job lined up after this?
Yeah, I got one after this with this same foreman, Kevin. And then we're going to Colorado to do repair work. After that, he's got one in San Antonio, a new one. And I don't know if I'm going to go to that one because Rabbi has a job in Grass Valley.
Oh, that's the one. Please go to that one because I'm going to go up. I'm going to be visiting up there and watching the progress.
Oh, yeah. You'll see some shit on that one, dude.
Yeah, for sure. That's Cardiel and Toad and those guys grew up there. That's a sacred place.
Yeah, it sounds sick. And really, it's whatever the office wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm down to do either. It doesn't really matter to me. I just like fucking, as long as I'm on the road, dude, I don't care.
Yeah. You don't get tired of being on the road, like no homesick or nothing?
No, I miss my dog sometimes, but I know that it's better for him to be in Maryland because it's just wide open fields and he, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I miss him a little bit, but he's fucking more than happy.
Well, let's do a little this or that questionnaire.
Oh, shit.
We got Sammy Baca's favorite question to lead it off always, which is pie or ice cream?
Damn. Probably ice cream. Been eating a lot of ice cream on this park. We've been eating a lot of ice cream sandwiches.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs, for sure.
BMX or snowboarding?
I'm going to go snowboarding.
Front side or back side?
Front side.
Coffee or energy drink?
Probably coffee. It depends. I usually do both, but coffee for sure in the morning.
Gangster rap or metal?
Metal.
Pool coping or metal coping?
Pool coping.
And let's do one last one. I got to whip one out of my hat here. You got a good one. You got a good question. This or that type of question.
Oh, shit. I got to whip one out of my hat, too.
How about a name like, let's see, Tom Shar or Tom... No, that won't work.
Dude, that Tom Shar part that just came out is pretty insane.
Right?
That's fucking insane.
I mean, I think he kind of took shit to the next level. It's like kind of incomprehensible, a lot of that stuff. It's like...
Yeah, seriously.
Holy shit. And I mean, I tip my hat to Gregson too, because that guy's working hard. First of all, he is just doing it, filming. But his follow line, some of those ones are fucking gnarly that he's like staying behind, because these guys are just flying and he's right there with the camera. So kind of makes everything a lot sicker for us to watch too. So totally. The combo, I mean, the Grayson stuff, everything that's been coming out, I've been hyped on from those guys. Well, is there anything that you have in your mind for the future besides working on these, like with Grindline? Is there, you got any goals? Is there like some skate trips, or you going to eventually film or try to shoot photos, or like what kind of things are you thinking about for goals?
Yeah, that's a good question. Definitely just keep working with these dudes for probably as long as I can make it. Because it's like the sickest thing ever.
Can you feel yourself getting stronger?
Actually, yes.
Like, for sure. You're lifting shit all day, every day. It's like, that's why they call him the bod. He was Peabody, and then he started working for Grindline. Now he's the bod.
Yeah, dude. He's got some strength, dude. He's a nozzleman, so he's holding fucking... That takes some serious strength.
Mm-hmm. For sure. No, I mean, that's hard work. No doubt about it. And the shit that trips me out the most, too, is like you're working in 105 degree days, and then you're going to some other place, like maybe Denver in the winter, and you're fucking working in the snow. Like, it's like the shit has to get done no matter what the weather is. And like, dealing with all those conditions makes it even gnarlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The weather is a huge fucking factor for concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But, back to your question. I'm trying currently my number one goal right now. I'm trying to buy a new truck.
Okay.
My mom's car in Maryland is like, it's had a good life.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of taking a shit. It's just like one thing after another. So I'm trying to buy a new truck and, drive my truck back there and give her the truck that I have now.
Nice. Chevy or Ford or what?
I want to get a Chevy. That's what I've been looking at, Chevys.
Rad.
So I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to, I want to get a boat pretty soon. We have a little John boat in Maryland that I take out all the time. But I want to get another one.
You're a fisherman, right?
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of fish history. My claim to fame is I caught a sturgeon and then I retired. I caught like a five foot sturgeon out of the bay and I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't.
Dude, that's like going 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Flow to pro.
Dude, but my dream is to catch a salmon like out of the river and then throw it on the grill. I've never done that. Like, because salmon is my favorite fish to eat. So catch a salmon and then barbecue and camp at night with the salmon as your meal. That seems like a dream.
Dude, totally.
What's your fishing? Like, are you in rivers, lakes, ocean? What are you doing?
I try to do it all. So, in Maryland, a lot of the fishing it's called brackish water, and it's where the salt water meets fresh water. Yeah. I think there's some of that in near the bay and shit too.
Yeah, like where the river meets the bay.
Yeah, and so in water like that, you get it's like the whole East Coast, there's a lot of brackish water, but you catch like striped bass, they get fucking huge. There's flounder, redfish, speckled trout. And then
do you keep them all or throw them back, or what's your deal?
It just depends. Like if you're bass fishing, I'll throw them back, or like freshwater bass fishing at least, because it's like a sport fish.
Uh-huh.
So it's mostly just catcher and release. But if it's like a legal flounder or legal halibut, for sure, keep it and cook it. I mean, it's like, fuck, did you have to? Or like a catfish or whatever. So it really just depends.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to fish it. I just like fishing in general, just being on the water.
A little peace of mind.
Hell yeah.
What's your prize? Do you have like a, oh man, one time I caught, do you measure them? Do you weigh them? Like, is there like one fish that, you had like, this is my stoke?
Dude, to be completely honest, I haven't caught in like that many huge fish. But if you're like freshwater bass fishing, a big bass is like 7 or 8 pounds or anything above that. And the best one I've caught, or my personal best, would be, it was like a little bit over 5 pounds. That's pretty decent.
Nice. Yeah. For sure.
But that's my claim to fame.
Sick. Have you ever fly fished?
I've tried it before. I got a couple of buddies that are super into it. They like tie their own flies.
Dude, that's just hard. I can't do it.
Dude, it's that motion is, that's fun. Yeah, it is hard. Yep.
Yep. This is insane, dude. Well, I'm going to throw you on the spot. Let's get out of here with this. What was your, without thinking too hard, youwerethere.com when this happened? Like, I saw this happen, whether it be like some crazy accident or like one of the best things you've seen on a skateboard. Like, what's something that you were there and you're like, holy shit, I'm so stoked I saw that? Or
damn, that's a fucking crazy one.
Okay, while you're thinking, I seen Danny Way jump off the top of the guitar at the Hard Rock in Vegas.
Holy fuck.
So that comes to mind. And then I filmed Jim Greco doing a switch frontside flip down Lincoln, which was insane. The cover shot of Greco, I filmed that. So those two things come to my mind, like, without thinking too hard. But we've seen a lot of shit. We've been on a lot of sessions. We've traveled a lot. And it's not like this has to be the ultimate, but like, just pull something out of your bag. Like, hey, you want to see this? I was here for this one.
All right, I got two of them. So the first one, just being at the turf when they're ripping the old bowls out and then being a part of that shit, that's pretty heavy. And seeing that's the historical. New ones fucking, seeing the new ones being built and being a part of it, that's a pretty sick one.
How big is Sam Hitt's smile?
Oh, dude, it's fucking huge. His smile... okay, I got to say this too then. He moved back there.
Yeah,
and we were all skating the bowls one day after work, and the fucking the capsule was super gnarly. And he brought his kid and a couple of his kids' buddies and shit, because I forget how old they are, but they're old enough to like skate and talk shit to each other.
Bronson, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all looking at the capsule and about to like roll down into it and shit, and watching Sam's face was fucking golden. And he even threw out a Bronson, just be careful, dude. Like Sam hits Sam, be careful. You're like, whoa, dude.
Yes, dude. He kind of like just went out there and all this stuff started happening. I'm sure he was a big part of the motivation and everything, but like to see it come to fruition and then you guys were out there forming it, making it happen, like, dude, the history of that place is insane. Like, you know that it was a strip club over it for a while and shit, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. We heard all the stories, dude.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, that's cool.
Fuck, I guess the other one, I'm trying to think of what, like a decent one. Even just fucking being around Grosso, that's I was around Grosso.
Yeah, were you there early enough to skate Belmar's with him?
Yes.
That seems like a fucking pretty much a life hammer.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Damn, I can't even think of a good one. Fuck. Peter Hewitt, alley-oop eggplant over a vert ramp channel, and he clips both of his wheels going in, but lands it.
Was that Zoiner's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sick. Dude, that, like, is Wes in jail? Like, what happened to Wes?
Fuck, dude, I'm not too sure, but he did go back to prison, and he started fucking up again, and I don't know what he's doing now or where he's at now, but I hope he's doing good.
Yeah, I do too, but I was going to say, like, that video part, I mean, I'm going to say a lot of it's Pete, but, like, it was a sick video for sure, and, like, Wes probably had a lot to do with, like, getting Pete comfortable. Pete's not always the most comfortable with every filmer, so to get him out and to film a whole part like that is a lot of props go to that. So if you haven't seen the Spitfire part of Pete, you guys are sleeping and you need to fucking Google that shit right now and just put it in your YouTube on repeat for about 6 months.
You just influenced somebody.
Damn right, dude.
Your brother, 540, he's got 540s?
He sure does, dude. He's got them pretty damn good.
Were you there the first time he made one?
I was, yeah. We were, so we went to Woodward and he learned them into like the foam pit or like the resi fucking shit. Uh-huh. And then we go back to Ocean Bowl and the first thing he does is drops in the vert ramp. And I think he did one like third try.
Dude.
I'm going to make this claim right now, but I think he's one of the best skateboarders right now on the planet.
Wow.
Heavy claim.
Yes.
It's a little bit biased, but I got his back.
So what's he doing now? He went from UMA, stopped, and then is he riding for Crooked now?
No, he's he doesn't have a board sponsor right now. I don't know what the deal is, but he's on a trip right now.
Oh.
He's they're actually going to be driving through here in like 2 or 3 days. But it's just him. It's him, Tyson Peterson, Kirby, the girl filmer, Robin. Fucking who else? This dude, Davey. He rides for Death Wish.
Is he involved with the Baker Death Wish crew?
I'm not sure, dude.
Huh. Maybe he's shopping himself. Hey, let me see what you guys can offer me, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing.
Good for him, dude. Fuck, that's awesome. I think we're going to just have to put, if we had a pool quote from this interview, it's he's the best skater on the planet. That's fucking perfect. Yeah. Dude, thank you for taking the time. It's good catching up with you. If you come out to Grass Valley, for sure, hit me up and let me know, because I'm going to definitely go up there a few times to, like, I want to see them start and probably one in the middle and then the finish.
Yeah, dude, that shit's sick. The whole process is always insane.
I love it. I love it. And I love spending a day with the crew, like hearing everybody just talk shit on each other. It's the best.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, so Rabbi's he's the kingpin on that one?
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Okay, cool. That'd be good to catch up with him. I haven't seen him in maybe more than 10 years, I think. It's been a while.
Damn. When's the last time you saw him? Yeah. Where was that?
I think Portland, maybe. Like, I can't even remember. I don't actually, because Shaggy was, we went to Maui when they were building that park in Lahaina.
Oh, yeah. We just watched that video.
Oh, really? The Maui babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my funnest trips ever. Hammocky fucking pulled that one together with Ergo money. It was so sick.
No way.
Yeah.
Fucking and Hammocky,
we camped for, like, I think it was 13 days. And I don't know if you know this dude, Lion Farrell. He's like a really good snowboarder. And his parents were rich and they lived right on the ocean. He's a really good surfer, too. But they had this huge pool in their backyard with a vert ramp next to it. And once we found that place, no matter how hard the crew tried to go somewhere else, Navarette, those guys are like, nope, we're going back there.
Dude, I bet. How do you read that?
But no, it was, that place. Oh, dude. And Hawaii is just the best. The air and just everything. Your body feels good. But that was a good time. We have Mike Anderson, Jehobel, Hewitt, Navarette. It was a really good crew.
Yeah, that's a fucking insane crew, dude.
Yeah. So, well, shit. Yeah, I mean, hit me up if you're ever out this way, for sure. And good luck with all this stuff. I'm stoked to hear, like, you guys are doing it. And I talked to your mom a little bit. She seems all fired up. She says she's the queen of goth now. They changed their style up a little bit for their band. And
oh,
she's
my,
like,
God. fuck, good for her. She hasn't told me that yet.
Yeah, she said she's got some new band members from the East Coast, and they're using the house as a practice pod. And, like, they're always fired up on whatever they're doing. So it'd be fun to hear what they're cranking out. The last stuff that they did, I liked. I don't know if it was just her and your dad, but, like, maybe there was one other person. But it was a little more punky, and, like, I liked the stuff that they were recording.
Yeah, dude, sometimes I hear it and I'm surprised. I'm like, holy shit, dude, that's pretty insane.
Hell yeah. Well, stay up, dude. Good to see you killing it. And hit me up anytime.
Yeah, thanks for having me, dude. This was fun, actually.
I love it, dude. It's always kind of nerve-wracking for the guest. And then, like, halfway through, they're like, oh, we're just talking? This is awesome. You know,
it's kind of sick.
Let's just shoot the shit. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. That's another thing about working on the road too, is like the cutting the bell pepper in half for a cup, like just all the different cool little, like, hey, what about, you know, like these, even like making a skateboard into the trowel, or just all the different things, like,
dude,
skaters mentality. Yeah. It's the best. It's so sick.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, cool, man. Take care of yourself, and I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon. I'll send you a heads up when this is going to go out, probably in a couple of weeks or something. I've been trying to stack some up so I can get ahead of myself.
Right on. Yeah, sounds good.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah, stay out of the heat, bro.
Hell yeah. Take it easy, Schmitty. I'll text you. I'll send you a photo of the park.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Hell yeah.
All right. Take her easy. Okay.
Yep. Later.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Oro Coffee. That's some damn good coffee. Order one or six bags at orocoffeeroasters.com.
Y'all like music? Because you're listening to SMFM.
With the new year, MTV's gone, but I am still Aki. So let's get into it, shall we? I got music for you, I got videos for you, real music, music by bands who are in it for the love of the game. None of this AI crap, and record labels are meaningless. So kicking off this new year on SMFM, I'm talking Schmidt. I bring you Astrometer from Brooklyn, New York, with their song and video, Power Vulture. And it goes a little something like this. We'll be right back. Cool. Cool vid. Cool band from Brooklyn, that Astrometer. 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 DM them. See what they like to be called, how it's pronounced. That song was called Power Vulture, and that video just reminded me of when I go into a planetarium. My body turns to liquid, and the light shines right through it. It shines right through it. Thank you, Astrometer, for that wonderful multimedia presentation. Real good shit. I partly take back what I said about record labels being meaningless. I think a record label is great when it's homies. You want to document a scene, maybe. Like, for example, Schmitty and I could start a record label and make a vinyl compilation of all these great bands. Not bad. None too shibby. Anywho, check out Astrometer at Astrometer Band on the old Insta. Tell them how great they are. And Shreddy and Trippy. Shreddy and Trippy. What's next? Another pod, another band. Shout out to Ricky Bedimba from that last pod. I used to hang with him in New York a little bit in the 90s. And I was at that Duff's demo that he spoke of with Matt Hensley. And I found out on Matt Hensley. I'm not going to lie. When you're my age, you fan out on Matt Hensley. I love you all. Happy New Year. Let's spread cheer. Okay? Drink water, coffee, and beer. Whatever. Whatever floats your whistle. Whatever wets your boat, my friends. I'll see you next time. Peaces. Peace on earth.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.